The days are getting longer, and it won't be long when the tourist run will be happening here on the Kenai Peninsula. Everybody loves the Kenai River, and for many years we've been talking about not loving it to death. The Kenai Watershed Forum was started, first executive director Robert Ruffner, with the idea that we would come together to take care of that river. And annually at the holidays, we talk with the executive director of the KWF to see what they have accomplished and what they're going to be accomplishing in the summer. Well, with summer getting right underway, I'm talking with Ben right now because you've got a project that's been going on but that's continuing that we want people to know about. Ben, tell me about the bank restoration that's being done there at Solotna Creek Park.
Thanks, Merrill. Yeah, we just finished presenting to the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce this afternoon about a project that is near the mouth of Soldotna Creek on a parcel that is owned by the Mullen family. And along the main stem of the Kenai River there, there's been a fair bit of trampling of the vegetation over the years. So we are working to stabilize that slope by planting more vegetation there and also cabling spruce trees to the bank to help slow down the erosion at that spot. So far it's going well. We started in spring 2023 and we'll be continuing through 2024. So if you're interested in being involved with this work, reach out to us at www.kenaiwatershed.org.
Well, that's one of the things I love about this project because it does involve volunteers. And, of course, with Caring for the Kenai, which is with high school students, they love those kind of projects to be able to help on. So what do you have to do to qualify in order to be out there and help to stabilize the bank?
To qualify for this project, you have to have a pulse.
I got one.
All right. And yeah, other than that, we just hope that you can work well with a team and work safely near a big, fast river, that you don't mind being outside, working with tools. But yeah, the most important thing is just that you have the time and interest to be involved with hands-on work and can get some dirt under your nails.
You know, Brandon is also with the Kenai Watershed Forum. And Brandon, you've done a great job of putting up some signage. And yet when we talk about the tourist run, and I'm not sure what the escapement level is going to be for the tourists this year, but the idea of being able to protect certain areas from bank degradation, from people fishing along the bank. What has been done to accomplish that?
So like you said, in areas that we are able to, we put up extra signage. So whether that be informing people on the importance of streamside vegetation and how that helps with, you know, salmon food and structure of the riverbank and everything. Another thing that is highlighted, especially through this project, is we do site monitoring. So going out, checking in on the project, checking in on the trees that we've cabled into the bank. And one thing that's really awesome, an avenue that we can do through that, is just peer-to-peer education. So if we see folks out there and see folks walking on the property or kind of causing further damage to the project or the things that we've done, we can say, hey, like, just so you know, kind of inform them, give them the details of what we've done, and hope that kind of inspires them to move forward with a little bit more care.
So it is kind of an inspirational thing. There is no fish and game regulations that prevent people from fishing there. It's just their goodwill to read the sign and then go fish someplace else.
So it is actually in the conservation easement values that there is no fishing along that bank allowed. So you are allowed to visit the property, but you aren't allowed to fish on the bank or within 10 feet of the bank. So that is the main reason that the degradation has been seen. So we do want to discourage that. It is actually a regulation that you are not allowed to fish on that bank or within 10 feet of that bank on the Kenai River.
Is there any penalty if a fish and game person comes by and sees you fishing there?
I would believe so, but I'm not exactly sure what the penalty would be. You got some?
Ben?
Sure, yeah. Just to reorient people to where we're talking about, this is a section of shoreline about 500 feet long near the mouth of Soldotna Creek where it meets the Kenai River on the upstream side. And if you read the Fish and Game Regulations book, that particular section of the main stem river is closed to bank fishing. So if a law enforcement officer were to see someone there, they would probably make contact with you and they would decide how they're going to enforce that, whether that is through a citation or some other kind of note.
Okay, so there is a penalty, but for those of us who just want to help take care of the river and we see somebody there, just give them kind of a nice reminder of, hey, we're not going to love this river to death.
Yeah, it's a huge help to just be a positive influence on the river and be a positive presence. That's kind of what we try to do through the Watershed Forum. You know, we are aware we're a nonprofit and we're not enforcement, so the most we can do is educate people and hope that that education kind of leads them to make decisions in the future that are positive towards the environment, positive towards the project we're working on.
One of the signatures of the Watershed Forum has been bringing people together to do projects. Whether you're right or left or liberal or conservative, we all love the river, and these are things that we can do together, from taking the two-stroke engines off the river. We've had some great things through the Watershed Forum. Any projects such as that going on this summer?
Yeah, we have a couple of projects that are constantly going. Nothing as strict as the two-stroke motor project, but my program, Streamwatch, is always running annually. So if you just want to get involved and help monitor high-use sites, pick up some litter, maybe do some stream bank restoration projects like this one, reach out to me, streamwatch@kenaiwatch.org. And then Ben has an awesome program where he does some salmon habitat mapping, and he has some volunteer needs for that as well. So I can let him speak to that too if he'd like to.
Ben.
Sure, Brandon covered most of it, but we always have work going on to document salmon habitat that's not on the official map yet. There's lots of things right out our back door that don't always look like salmon habitat, but once you start exploring under the surface even just a little bit, we've been finding tons of little juvenile salmon in small streams and tributaries around here. It's a really fun way to explore our backyard in a way that you might not have before, so if you're interested in it, reach out to ben@kenaiwatershed.org.
Great job. Thanks for what you're doing. And if you see the signs, read the signs, obey the signs, and we won't be loving the river to death. I'm Earl Sikorski with Ben and Brandon of the Kenai Watershed Forum, returning you to that the tourists are coming sound of KSRM.